Simon & Schuster Audio presents Face Off, edited and introduced by David Baldacci, read by Dylan Baker, Jeremy Bobb, Dennis Boutsakaris, Daniel Jarrell, January Lavoie, and David Baldacci.
Introduction. In 2004, two accomplished thriller writers harbored a dream. Their names, Gail Lenz and David Morrell. To that point, both Gail and David had enjoyed long and successful careers. But something was missing. The whodunits had Mystery Writers of America, those who specialize in fear, the Horror Writers Association. And the Romance Writers Association had long numbered thousands of members. Every genre seemed to have a trade group, except thriller writers. So Gail and David decided to start one. It began in Toronto on October 9, 2004, and from that small beginning sprang international thriller writers. Today, over 2,500 men and women from 49 countries around the world hold membership. 80% are working thriller writers. The rest are industry specialists, agents, editors, and fans. Every July, the genre gathers in New York City for Thriller Fest. It's quite literally summer camp for thriller writers and thriller enthusiasts. The Thriller, awarded every year in a variety of categories, is now the prize thriller writers covet, since it was both created and bestowed by their peers. From its beginning, ITW strived to innovate. Doing what everyone else had done was never in its business plan. So in 2007, when board member and superb British thriller writer David Hewson suggested that the organization not charge dues, the idea was immediately embraced. If a writer is published by an ITW-recognized house, of which there are hundreds, then membership is free. So how would the organization sustain itself, pay its bills? The answer came in another innovative way. The organization would create its own books that would be sold to publishing houses, the revenue from which would generate operating capital. Risky? You bet. Gutsy? Definitely. But an idea right up ITW's alley. ITW's first publication, Thriller, 2006, was the first anthology of thriller short stories ever compiled. Remember that precept about never doing what others had done? 33 ITW members donated stories. James Patterson, an ITW member, agreed to serve as editor, and the result became one of the most popular anthologies of all time, selling over 500,000 copies worldwide. The revenue from that groundbreaking book not only provided ITW with initial operating money, it also endowed the organization. Thriller 2, 2009, and Love is Murder, 2012, followed. Keeping with this innovative theme, ITW published the first audiobook ever written only for the ear, the Chopin Manuscript, which became a resounding success. Edited by the incomparable Jeffrey Deaver, an ITW member, Chopin was named the 2008 Audiobook of the Year. That was followed by another audio success, The Copper Bracelet. A move into the world of nonfiction came with Thrillers, 100 Must Reads, edited by David Morrell and Hank Wagner, which continues to garner widespread critical acclaim. Another ITW board member, the legendary R.L. Stine, creator of Goosebumps, led the organization into the world of young adult fiction with Fear. Annually, ITW shepherds a class of writers through their challenging inaugural year in what is known as the Debut Author Program. First Thrills, edited by ITW founding member Lee Child, became an anthology of stories from the 2011 class. What an impressive resume.